the Yes But Game, May 2014. The Yes But Game is played by many people. Some people do not know that they are playing this game. For example, mom tells the child to go to bed. The child replies, "But mom, I'm watching TV." Mom says, "Go to bed now." And the game continues with the child saying, "I'll go to bed after the game is over, the program is over." And now we're entering into bargaining. The game is over. The parent can also end the game by turning the TV off and pointing to the child's bedroom. Go now. We see this pattern in hospitals with patients, with children in schools, with workers on the job, etc. Some people are expert at this Yes But game. Watch carefully for them. A few years back in chat rooms, some people who did not understand right division, nor did they understand the current dispensation, played the game of Yes But. And some people are mean. They do this on purpose. The Yes But game is a simple game to block a conversation by leading the conversation in a new direction, or in order to block the current question and answer. Let me give you a simple illustration. A person asks what appears to be a genuine question, let's say about water baptism. The one person gives an answer, and the first person says, "Yes, but what about Acts 19 when some people were baptized?" So now we jump to the new question. This goes on for a while until you detect that all these yes, buts are a distraction. The distraction is making you waste time. You feel like a fish on a hook. What do you do now that you have detected a game player? You stop playing the game by returning to the previous topic or by changing the topic. You may as well talk about the latest football game. If the gamer is smart enough, he will stop. If he continues, you stop talking. You must not play the Yes But game. You do not have any control of the moment the game starts. You can stop the game, but you do not control when it starts. This is not like a game of checkers, where to play the game means that you sit in front of an opponent and start moving the pieces. It's not that kind of game. This is a mental game, not a physical game. In this game, there are no real winners. The recipient must detect that a game is going on and must stop playing. The player appears to win, but really the gamer loses the game because the opponent gave up. Because of my experience in Christian chat rooms, I detect a Yes But game quickly. I refuse to play the game. If a person wants to learn the Bible, I will teach or show what I know. You do not have to agree with me, but don't play the Yes But game. I will stop the game. The Yes But game is destructive. I do not see what can be won by playing this game. Move on. I do not have the time to lose with silly argument and with you trying to control people. There is another game that people play, and it is the game of "I will get saved later. I'll think about it. Maybe. Someday." That game is much more dangerous, since you are playing with your eternity. Don't wait. Get saved today. This is much more serious than the Yes But game. How do you get saved? Well, it's very simple. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. that he was buried, and 3 days after, he rose again. That is not a game. You want to play games? Don't go to Christian chat rooms and play your silly games. If you want to get saved, you want to study the Bible, be serious about it. That's all. Have a good day.